I always come across in every Masechta that I teach, always come across the topic of mitzvah Seis Hazman Grama, the chiv of women in mitzvah Seis Hazman Grama, specifically whether they should make a bracha mitzvah Seis Hazman Grama. And each year, as I'm looking for a shir to say on the topic, I always figure I must have something on file about this because it's like the Shas topic. It comes up everywhere. Like you can't do a single mitzvah in Minchas Chinuch without some discussion about the chiv of Nashim and whether it's a mitzvah Seis Hazman Grama. But I realize on my computer, I never put together Mar Makamos. I sat down today and I decided it's time really just to throw together some Mar Makamos on the topic of Mitzvah Shazman Grama. I don't know if anything I'm going to be saying is a great chiddush. I think just to outline the idea of whether the machlokas about whether women can, should not make brachos on Mitzvah Shazman Grama, what the background to that is, and maybe a couple of little Mar Makamos that maybe people aren't aware of sprinkled in here and there. So the reason I thought about it today was because in today's Daf Yomi, Rosh Hashanah Daf Lam Gimel, Tosos has the most thorough presentation of the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that you find in all of Shas. It's a very long Tosos, and Rosh Hashanah Daf Lam Gimel and Aleph, and the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, that women are permitted to say a bracha, and mitzvah say Shazman Grama, is presented in the most lengthy and thorough fashion, I believe, of any Tosos in Shas. There are a couple of other long Tosos in, but it pretty much says it all on today's daf. So that's what got me thinking along those lines, especially as I was racing through the end of the shiur today and I didn't get a chance to say any of it, so I figured it would be a good opportunity for a Tuesday night shiur. Where does the idea come from that women are pater from positive time-bound mitzvahs, from mitzvah shazman grama? So it is a Mishnah, Maseches Kiddushin, and Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah in source number one, Kol mitzvos haben ala av, anashim chayavim v'nashim p'turos. Any mitzvos haben ala av, men are chayavim and women are pater. V'kol mitzvos ha'av ala ben, and any mitzvos that a son has to do for a father, echra nashim echra nashim chayavim. Women are chayav also. Min kibra veim, a woman is chayavim also. Until she gets married, then her obligation toward her husband trumps the obligations toward her parents, but she's normally chayiv in kibra ve'im. Whereas when it comes to the mitzvot that a father must do for a child, teaching him Torah, let's say, that is not a chiyuv for a woman to do for a child. Pidyon ben, bris mila, these kinds of things. So then the Mishnah mentions, v'kol mitzvah sasei shazman grama, anashim chayavim v'nashim p'turos. Any time-bound positive mitzvah, men are chayiv and women are pater. V'kol mitzvah sasei shalo azman grama, any non-time-bound positive mitzvah, echra anashim v'echra anashim chayavim. Both men and women are equally chayiv. So the Gemara, five dapim later, on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, says that's a great rule, and it's one of the most fundamental rules in all of Shas, like we mentioned, in all of Lamdas, is that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama. Where does it come from? Where does it say in the Torah that women don't do mitzvah shazman grama? Now, the Torah typically does not tell us by each mitzvah that this mitzvah applies to men and women. It's understood that the Torah was given to the Jewish people. Women have Kedushas Yisrael, they're Jewish, and therefore they're included in all the mitzvahs of the Torah. One would imagine that would be the default position, is that women are included in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shazman Grama, Nashim Peturos, Minalan, asked the Gemara in source number two in Kiddush Lamed Dalin. Where do we know that women are part of Mitzvah Shazman Grama? So the Gemara says, Gamar Mitfilin, Matfilin, Nashim Peturos, Alf Kal Mitzvah Shazman Grama, Nashim Peturos. We learn now from Tefillin that if they're pater from Tefillin, then they're pater from all other similar mitzvos. Just like Tefillin is a time-bound positive mitzvah, you don't do Tefillin at night, you don't do Tefillin on Shabbos, you don't do Tefillin on Yontif, so it's a time-bound positive mitzvah, and they're pater, so too they're pater from every other mitzvah that's similar to Tefillin, which only shifts the question. The Gemara says, okay, how do I know that they're pater from Tefillin? Who said that women are pater from Tefillin? So the Gemara says, well, Tefillin, gomer lemi talmud Torah. The fact that they're pater from tefillin, that we learn from the fact that they're pater from Talmud Torah. Ma Talmud Torah nashim peturos, af tefillin nashim peturos. So says Gemara, yeah, but why would you compare tefillin to Talmud Torah? What do they have in common, tefillin and Talmud Torah? If anything, I would think that if I'm going to compare tefillin to something, you think of stam. Whenever you think of tefillin, the first two topics that come to your mind are Sefer Torah and Mezuzah, right? So you would normally associate tefillin, you know, parchment, scrolls, with the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Are women chayiv chayiv in mezuzah? Absolutely. So if you're going to learn out whether women are chayiv in tefillin, why would you use Talmud Torah as the paradigm? Use mezuzah as the paradigm. Learn that women are chayiv in tefillin from mezuzah, and then you'd learn that women are chayiv in all mitzvei shazman grama. So v'nakish tefillin the mezuzah, asks the Gemara. Says Gemara, tefillin the Talmud Torah iskish, bein b'parsha rishona, bein b'parsha shniya. Tefillin the mezuzah, parsha shniya lo iskish. If you look at the first two parshios of Kriya Shema, tefillin is compared to Talmud Torah, is linked with Talmud Torah in both of the first two parshios of Kriya Shema. It's only linked to mezuzah in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. Uksafta al mezuzah beisechlo visharecha, only in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. It's not linked to Talmud Torah. Tefillin is not linked to mezuzah, rather, in the second parsha of Kriya Shema. So says the Gemara, okay, so we're going to learn tefillin from Talmud Torah, but v'nakish mezuzah to Talmud Torah. Why don't we compare mezuzah to Talmud Torah? And this conversation is going to go on for a daf and a half. The Gemara tracks it down to why we dafka choose to learn from tefillin. But at the end of the day, that's where the limud is from. That women are patur from tefillin, and if we accept that women are patur from tefillin, that's why women are patur from all other mitzvei shavas man grama. Tefillin is the paradigm. That's where we know that they're patur. Now, the Rav Shechter often points out that this is one of those rules that there are almost more exceptions than there are the rule. I mean, you think of mitzvah seishas man grama, of what are time-bound positive mitzvahs? So you think of matzah. Matzah is a time-bound positive mitzvah. Women are chayiv. Think about saying kiddush on Shabbos. It's time-bound positive mitzvah. Women are chayiv in that. Meaning there are plenty of mitzvah seishas man grama that women are chayiv in. There are also mitzvah seisha lo as man grama that women are pater from. And the Gemara points it out. The Gemara lists a bunch of them and tries to explain each one. So the Gemara explains, for example, matzah, hakel, and simcha are all mentioned in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Those are all time-bound positive mitzvos, but women are still chayiv in those. And the Gemara elsewhere in Brachos Tav Chaf and Shavuos Tav Chaf, the Gemara talks about kiddush on Shabbos. Women are chayiv in kiddush on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a separate drasha. Kol sheyesh lo b'shamer, yesh lo b'zachar. That anyone who's chayiv in shmir Shabbos, the losas of Shabbos, is also chayiv in the mitzvah say of Shabbos. And non-time-bound mitzvahs that they're pater from include Talmud Torah, which is not time-bound, every day and every night, all day and all night the mitzvah is operative. Period of Arivia, not a time-bound mitzvah. A person loses the ability after some point and doesn't gain the ability until a certain point, but the person's not in complete control of it, obviously, but it's still a non-time-bound mitzvah, and women are pater from period of Arivia. Women are not chayiv in Pruravu. That's a man's mitzvah. They have some sort of responsibility to aid their husband in the mitzvah, but it's not their chiyuv. Pidyon HaBen is not time-bound. Even though you can't do it before day 30, once you can do it, it now applies for the rest of your life. So it's not a time-bound mitzvah, and yet the women are in fact pater from Pidyon HaBen. We also have, in the world of mitzvos d'Rabbanan, we have several mitzvos d'Rabbanan that are mitzvos shazman grama, that women are chayavos in. We have Mikra Megillah, Ner Chanukah, Dalet Kosos. And in all three of those cases, the Gemara says, yeah, that's because afhein hayu ba'osa anes. They were included in the nes, so that's why they're chayiv in those mitzvos d'Rabbanan. There is a machlok, what sounds like a machlokas Rashi and Tosos and Maseches Brachos. When there is no special drasha, what would we normally assume about a mitzvah saseh d'Rabbanan shazman grama? Would we say that, well, if a woman is pater from mitzvah say d'oraisa shazman grama, for sure she's going to be pater from mitzvah say d'rabbanan shazman grama, and that's logical, called the tikkun rabbanan ken d'oraisa tikkunim. Whenever the rabbanan make a takana d'rabbanan, they always pattern it after the din d'oraisa, so the din d'oraisa is always that they're pater from mitzvah say shazman grama, so one would imagine that when the rabbanan make time-bound positive mitzvahs, they're also going to be pater. But the other possibility is that maybe when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah say d'oraisa shazman grama der pater, but maybe mitzvah saseh d'rabbanan shazman grama der chayiv. And the Maram Shik explains in his Sefer HaMitzvos, the Maram Shik has like a minchas chinuch type of sefer where he writes chidushim on each mitzvah. The Maram Shik explains that the logic is, why are we chayiv in any mitzvah d'rabbanan at all? Why do we ever do a mitzvah d'rabbanan? What obligates us? Who says that we have to listen to the rabbis? The Torah says it. What does the Torah say? Where does the Torah say? The Torah says, lo sasur. that you're not allowed to veer from what the rabbis say. Now, lo sasur, is that a mitzvah lo sasur or mitzvah sasay? That's whenever you have hishamar pen al or lo, it's always a mitzvah lo sasay. So lo sasur is clearly a mitzvah lo sasay. Women are chayavos in all mitzvahs losase in the Torah. They're not allowed to eat a ham sandwich. They're not allowed to wear shatnez. All the losases in the Torah, women are included in. So if every mitzvah drabanan is really an extension of the losase daraisa of losasur, maybe that would be a logical reason for women to be chayavos in mitzvahsase drabanan shazman grama. That's what the Maram Shik points out in his Sefer HaMitzvos. Now, one of the interesting points before we get to the actual issue of the brachos is defining what is Zman Grama, meaning how do we precisely define the concept of a time-bound mitzvah? Meaning there are a lot of mitzvahs that can only be done at certain times, but are not necessarily going to fit the precise definition of a time-bound mitzvah. I'm going to give two examples. One example is a kasha that Tosfos in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Vav, asks on really the Gemara we did in today's Daf Yomi. In today's Daf Yomi, we learned Machlokas Tanaim about smicha, whether women do smicha. Not this, when we refer to smicha nowadays, we refer to a concept called heter hora'ah, where we give rabbis the ability, we give people the title rabbi and the ability to paskin. That is not what I'm talking about. Smicha is one of the avodos that they do. Not an avodah, one of the things that they do on the karban, that they lean. Or it's a discussion whether it's an avodah, but they lean on the bala karban leans on the with kol kocha, with all of his weight on the karban. So there's machlokas whether nashim somchos rishos or nashim ein somchos, whether women are not allowed to do smicha at all, or we permit them to do smicha. And the Gemara seems to assume in today's daf that machlokas is the same machlokas about whether women are chayiv or pater from mitzvah shazman grama. That if you hold women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama, so women are pater from smicha. So Tosos points out in Kiddushin daf lamed vav, he says, well, wait a second. We have a drasha in the pasuk to tell us that women don't do smicha. So Frek Tosos, miu mi smicha kasha, amai isrich krolama atinu, why do we need a pasuk, a limud, to tell me that women are pater from smicha? The carbon would be kosher without it, and it's a mitzvah shazman grama, so women are anyway pater from should be pater on account of it being a mitzvah shazman grama. So Tosos gives his own answer. Tosos says, "Mikol makom itzru kolamute desalkadai techamina dechmishum dechsiv v'samach v'shachat." I might have thought that smicha is linked with shchita, and just like women could do shchita, I might have thought that they do smicha as well. So that's why I need a special drasha. But on this question of why I need a drasha for smicha, why don't I just say it's a mitzvah shazman grama, mele women are pater, the Turei Evin has a fascinating chiddush that really helps us define what mitzvah shazman grama are really all about. If you look in the Turei Evin in Chagiga Tazayim Beis, source number 4, the Turei Evin says at the end of the first line that Tosfos and Kiddushin ask the kasha, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that women don't do smicha? Obviously, smicha is a mitzvah shazman grama. What makes it zman grama? You can only do smicha during the day, like all the other avodas hakarban that we only do during the day. Nighttime, the limbs are burning on the base on the mizbeach, but there's nothing else going on in the base of mikdash. Everyone goes to sleep. The base of mikdash closes at night. They lock the doors and they wake up very early in the morning to the mishnayis and tamid go through exactly what they do each and every morning. They wake up very early in the morning and get the operation started again, but it closes down at night. There is no smicha at night, so that's zman grama. So says the Turei Evin that Tosos gives their answer that because you might have thought smicha is so closely linked to shechita that women would be kosher to do smicha. So Turei Evin says on the bottom line over there on page 2, v'kashali mikal makom kralu mu'utei nashim yismicha lamali da'afilu imakshle l'shechita me'akesh alasti d'smicha ika chiyuva b'nashim d'shechita guva laka chiyuva. Even if you're going to say that you would have linked it to shechita, women aren't obligated to do shechita. They're only permitted to do shechita. So why would I need a pasuk to tell me that women are not obligated to do smicha? Of course they're not obligated to do smicha. Smicha is a mitzvah shas man grama. So that's the kash of the Turi Evin. So the Turi Evin suggests the following chiddush. Turi Evin writes, I'm going to try to find where he really, Vili Nira, on the fifth line of page 3 in the Mar Mekomos. He says, Vili Nira de lo kasha mihi. He says, I don't think it's a kasha at all. De lo havi mitzvah shas man grama. Ella, something is only defined as a mitzvah shazman grama, kol hecha shazman ha-kavua la, hu kavua va-omeid, be-inyan kisha-avra hazman, ozdola legamri u-batla mitzvasa. Mitzvah shazman grama means that there is a window of time that this mitzvah applies in. Once that window is gone, the mitzvah is over. You now no longer have the opportunity to do that mitzvah. He says that is not the case with smicha. Why? The window of time is the daytime, right? So once the night comes, you cannot do smicha right now, you can't do smicha at night, but is the mitzvah over? The mitzvah's not over. Wait till tomorrow, and as soon as the sun rises tomorrow, you'll do smicha then. So it's the same mitzvah that's going to come back tomorrow, and therefore, it's not zman grama. There is no window of time where if you don't get it done within this window, the mitzvah will be gone. Vein la tashlumin me'ata. I mean, it has to be a case where there's no way to make it up, where it's over, such as shofar. Rosh Hashanah passes, you didn't blow shofar, you lost it, it's not coming back. Sukkah, lulav, chagiga, re'iyah, all of the Yom Tov related mitzvahs. Yom Tov passes, it's not coming back. What's the obvious kasha?
Each day is a different mitzvah, though.
In which mitzvah? What are you talking about? Which mitzvahs?
Even any, I mean, in smicha too. If you did smicha one day, you did it something.
I would have taken the other way. Well, which way are you going to?
Tefillin and tzitzis you do it every day.
Yeah, it's meaning tefillin and tzitzis come back the next day also, and only that shofar comes back the next year, and every mitzvah comes back. We work on a cycle. There are very few mitzvahs that are once in a lifetime. Bris Mila, you know, very few that you do once in a lifetime. Most of the mitzvahs shas man grama keep coming back.
Each day's mitzvah.
Right. So the Turi Evin's point is, and he writes this out, we're not going to read the whole thing inside, but he writes this out, that when it comes to like tefillin and to sukkah and to all these mitzvahs, each day it's a new mitzvah. Meaning, if I miss tefillin today, then wearing tefillin tomorrow doesn't make up for the mitzvah that I missed today. That I have a new mitzvah tomorrow to wear tefillin. That's my tomorrow mitzvah. It's not going to make up for... Smicha you only do once in a karban. So if I miss doing smicha today, tomorrow I have to do that mitzvah, that same mitzvah of smicha.
Unrelated,
if I did smicha
carbon.
Today, right? If I did smicha today on the carbon, then I'm not doing smicha tomorrow on that same carbon, because it's only a one-time deal. You only need to do it once. And when do you need to do it? Whenever, as long as you do it during the daytime. So the mitzvah doesn't go away at night. The mitzvah comes back each and every night. So that's one of the chidushim that the Achronim have in defining mitzvah shazman grama. There has to be something that has a point of time where once that time comes, the mitzvah is over. And you can no longer, it's not going to come back, you're no longer ever going to be able to fulfill that mitzvah. Chisaron lo yichalimnos, it's something that you're never going to be able to make up. Another example of a hagdara that the Achronim have in mitzvah shazman grama, and this one I always enjoyed. I remember when, I think it was even before I started teaching DRS, the first year that the yeshiva existed, we had I was helping out Rabbi Kamenetsky a little bit as whatever, I don't know how old I was, 20 years old, whatever. And there was a school Shabbaton, and the head of Naftali Yeager come speak to the boys at Shalosh Shudas. So the Rosh Yeshiva Shayashiv of Naftali Yeager came to speak, and he said over this Bart, and I remember seeing how a Rosh Yeshiva, who's a Gadol B'Torah, is able to give a geshmak of learning to a bunch of ninth graders. It was an incredible thing. Like they just like came out of that thinking like, wow, that was amazing the way he presented it. I'm not going to be able to present it the way he presented it, but I'll just tell you what it says, what the Chachma Shlomo says. Kiddush Levana, mitzvah shazman grama or not a mitzvah shazman grama? What are you telling me?
It
seems like Zman Grama, right?
Yeah,
you can only do it from whatever, all the different shittos, from whatever day of the month to whatever day of the month, but there are certain days of the month. Now, according to the Turi Evin's Hagdara, Kiddush Levana, if I don't do it this month, It's gone. I'm going to have to do it next month anyway, so it's not making up for this month. It's gone. So according to the Torah of Sagdar, it should be the classic Mitzvah Shazman Grama, right? It should be the definition of Mitzvah. It's textbook Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Says, but you said no. Because you know the Vart. So says the Chachma Shlomo Kluger in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, he writes in source number 5, that Ayin Magen Avram Shekasav Debirch Salvana V'Mitzvah Shazman Grama Munashim Peturus. Women generally, from what I observe at least, the minhag seems to be that women don't do Kiddush Levana, right? That women are patur. Not only are they patur, they don't even do it, they don't even volunteer to do Kiddush Levana. It's a good kasha, why not? So the Nosei Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch, meaning they volunteer to do Sukkah, they volunteer to do Dalvin, meaning they volunteer to do Shofar. All the other Mitzvah Shazman Grama that women are patur from, they volunteer to do. But they don't volunteer Kiddush Levana. So the Pashtus is because they're not at Mariv. So men don't volunteer it either when they're not at Mariv, and men are chayavim in it. So, but the Nosei Kelim and the Shulchan Aruch try to explain why it is that women don't do it. Because Hein Gormos Pagam HaLevana, that they cause the Pagam HaLevana, the Levana, to be minimized on some level, whatever that means. But the basis of any explanation has to be that they're pater. Meaning, if you're starting out with the fact that they're chayiv, if you would be saying that they're chayiv, well, then we're in trouble. Then what? Then they really should be doing it. So to say that they're patur and they choose not to volunteer, okay, you come up with an explanation why they volunteer other mitzvahs, they don't volunteer this mitzvah. But it's not the end of the world that they don't volunteer. Volunteer is volunteer. It's voluntary. They don't have to choose to do it. So he says, Magen Avraham writes, it's Mitzvah Shazman Grama and Nashim Peturus. And he writes that in the name of the Shlach HaKadosh. Says L'Chachma Shlomo, Uludaiti Zehi Tamua Ma'od, Ve'in Lo Inyan Klal L'Mitzvah Shazman Grama. He says, this is so strange to call Kiddush Levana Mitzvah Shazman Grama. It's got nothing to do with Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Now that's very strong language for a thing that 9 out of 10 people in this room, I mean 999 out of 1,000 people in this room thought were the recorder's on, right? So thought were a Mitzvah Shazman Grama. That's a very, very strange thing, no? So he says, Ve'ilayin in klal the Mitzvah Shazman Grama, the klal zeh, lo nemer rak b'mitzvah de guf ha-mitzvah shaykh ha-tamid b'chalim in b'chol zman, kigon b'matzah o'sukah v'lul b'chodome, de mitzvah zu efshar l'skayim b'cheshvan k'mo b'tishrei, v'iyar k'mo b'nisan, a Mitzvah Shazman Grama has to be an action that technically you could do at any time. Can you eat matzah today? My son just had matzah pizza for dinner. He came home, he was in the mood for matzah pizza. So he had matzah pizza for dinner. So we broke at least during the year. We could broke some Pesach also. So he had his matzah tonight. You can do the action of eating matzah whenever you want. He happened to not get a mitzvah for it tonight because it happens to not be, well, matzah pizza, you won't get the mitzvah anyway, but it happens to not be the 15th day of Nisan. But the action you're eligible to do any time you want. You could sit in sukkah if you're so inclined and you don't mind the bugs. You can build yourself a sukkah outside and go sit in the sukkah, and that action is feasible. But the Torah tells me only within a certain window of time, that's when you get a mitzvah for it. It's always feasible, but only during a window of time is when you get a mitzvah. That's Mitzvah Shazman Grama. The Zman is Goreim whether it's a mitzvah. The action could always be done. The Zman defines whether it's a mitzvah. Kiddush Levana, he says, is Hamaniya is Miguf HaMitzvah. Dilo Shayich. It's not even Shayich to do Kiddush Levana at certain points of the month. Because if it's over already, meaning if the time where the moon is no longer growing, it's on the downswing, so then you're not seeing the Levana b'chidusha. It's event oriented. It's not time oriented. Meaning you just can't do it. You don't have the cheftza shal mitzvah for half of the month. It's not that the time is what limits you. It's just that the mitzvah is not there. The cheftza shal mitzvah is not there. And he makes this interesting comparison to a pri chadash, to a new fruit, where he says, is the shechianu on a new fruit a mitzvah shazman grama? When you make a shechianu on a new fruit, when you see a new fruit that grows seasonally, is that a mitzvah shazman grama? He says, pashut, that it's not. Women should make a shechianu on a new fruit the same way men make shechianu on a new fruit. It only grows. Plums only grow when plums grow, when they don't grow, whatever, or a star fruit or whatever exotic fruit you want. It only grows when it grows and when you see it. So it's only, it's Zman Grama. No? He says, no, it's Pasha that it's not Zman Grama. Why? It's event Grama. There are just certain times that those fruits aren't available, that the Chefts is not there. But it's the event that causes it. It's not the Zman that causes it. This idea is used to explain a very strange Ramban in Kiddushin Lam Gimelim Beis. The Ramban on the sugya of Mitzvah Sha'azman Grama in source number 7, the Ramban gives examples of Mitzvah Sha'ena Zman Grama and Mitzvah Sha'azman Grama. The Ramban writes, Vavi Yodea, you need to know. The Haitana Hachitan Yezu Mitzvah Sha'azman Grama Gon Sukkah, Vezu Mitzvah Sha'azman Grama Gon Mezuzah, Vitana Vashia. That even though the Tana gives a list of Mitzvah Sha'azman Grama and a list of Mitzvah Sha'ena Zman Grama, it is not a thorough and exhaustive list. There are items left off the list. The Tana is not giving you the full list of all Mitzvah Sha'azman Grama, all Mitzvah Sha'lo Azman Grama. Obviously, it's not going to list 248 mitzvahs. So you're not going to have the full list. But Mitzvah Sha'azman Grama, he says, and I'll tell you what he left off. I'll give you examples of things that he left off. So says the Ramban. When it comes to time-bound positive mitzvahs, Shir Tefillin, Dixiv Bad Yad Pturos. The Tana leaves off Tefillin. Vinami Savarena Zman Grama, Shia Ri'iya, leaves off the mitzvah of Ri'iya Beregel. And what about the mitzvah, what about the list of mitzvah She'ena Zman Grama? Ube mitzvah She'ena Zman Grama, Shia Tuva, left off a lot of things of mitzvah She'ena Zman Grama, non-time-bound mitzvahs that women are therefore chayavin. Mora, V'kavod, Bikurim, all of these things are not time-bound. You have to show Mora and Kavod for your parents and Zakenim at all times of the year. V'chala, this week's parsha, Hafrashas Chala, it's not time-bound. It's anytime you make a dough, you have Mafresh Chala. Kisei Adam, anytime you shech the chayer enough, you do Kisei Adam. Reishis Hagez, the first shearings of the sheep, whenever you shear that sheep. Matanos, Sviras HaOmer, counting the Omer, not time-bound. Wait a second, everyone takes a step back right there. Sviras HaOmer, that's not a time-bound mitzvah. That's the very definition of time-bound mitzvah. So some, the Divrei Malkiel, as the Chuvuri says, this is the printer messing up, that this is not the Ramban's mistake, this is clearly a printer's mistake. He must have written Samech Hei Ayin, and the printer wanted to take away the abbreviations, so he wrote out the word Sviras HaOmer, but what the Ramban really meant is Seder HaAvodah, or something else. You have to fit in some other mitzvah that's not time-bound in place of Sviras HaOmer. But in our editions of the Ramban, we have Sviras HaOmer. It's spelled out, Sviras HaOmer. So some of the Acharim explain that maybe it's a Kiddush Levana kind of Ena Zman Grama. That why is Kiddush Levana not considered Zman Grama? Because it's not the Zman that's Magdir the mitzvah, it is the event of the new moon that's Magdir the mitzvah. What creates the chiyuv of Sviras HaOmer on a Doraisa level? Midrabanan, we do it even without it. But what generates the chiyuv of Sviras HaOmer on a Doraisa level? The Korban Omer is what generates the chiyuv. Absent the Korban Omer, the Sviras is only going to be Dirabanan, we pass. We pass Rav Rishonim, whole Sviras is only Dirabanan, absent the Korban Omer. So only when you have the Korban Omer that generates the chiyuv, which is a little ironic because the Korban Omer is not actually brought till after you count the first night of Sviras, but only when you have the plans, you're doing the Ktsiras Omer already, and you have the plans to bring a Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach, can you start counting Sviras Omer on the second night of Pesach on a Doraisa level. So it could be that Sviras HaOmer is not Zman Grama because it's not the Zman, it's the Korban that causes it to happen. Just like the new moon is what causes the Kiddush Levana. You'll say, yeah, but what's the Mechayev of the Korban? The Mechayev of the Korban is Mimachras HaShabbos, is the second day of Pesach, which is clearly a Zman. The Zman is Mechayev the Korban, then the Korban is Mechayev the Svira. Well, you could say the same thing about the moon. The Zman is what brings out the new moon, and then the new moon is what's Mechayev the Kiddush Levana. So that Svara, it's a very similar Svara to use for Sviras HaOmer that Rav Shlomo Kluger uses to explain Kiddush Levana. You have a similar Svara I just found today in the Tzitz Eliezer, in source number 6. He writes, Va'afi neima dechiv shala'av eno ki im ad yud gimel shana. Even if a father's chiv to teach a son Torah is only until the child is 13 years old, it still would not be called a mitzvah shazman grama. Meaning teaching the child would not be zman grama. Why? Because the mitzvah shazman grama lemikri kiim kisha etzem hazman gorim la'chiv The definition of Mitzvah Shazman Grama is when the time is what creates the Chiyuv, and the time is what creates the Patur. That's what Zman Grama means. Lulav, Sukkah, etc. They all are things you could do whenever. The Zman is what's Gorei. However, he writes, Aval Benidon Didan, Ha'ena Zman Kshala Atzmo Gorem LaPatur. It's not a Zman that causes the Patur of the Chiyuv of Chinuch. If the Chiyuv of Chinuch ends when your child is 13, and you make a Baruch Shabbatrani, it's not the Zman that's going to the Torah. That on this date of the calendar, the Mitzvah of Chinuch ends. No, it's when the child is a Gadol, you no longer have the Chefetz Shal Mitzvah to do it on. He happens to be talking about the Mitzvah of Mila. That once the child becomes a Bar Mitzvah, the Chiyuv of Mila shifts from the father to the child. But it's just that you don't have a child anymore to do Milan, because now he's not a child, now he's an adult. But it's not the Zman that's Goreim the Ptur. It's the fact that you don't have a child anymore. You now have an adult instead of a kid. And having an adult, you have no Chiyuv on an adult to do Bris Mila. It's his own Chiyuv to do Bris Mila. So again, very similar idea in terms of being Magdir Mitzvah Shazman Grama. Now, the main point of the share I wanted to get to, for the last 12 minutes at least, is what about brachos on Mitzvah Shazman Grama? Should a woman is going to volunteer Mitzvah Shazman Grama, which they do all the time, should they not say a bracha? So Tosfos in several places in Shas, but in today's Daf Yomi primarily, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, and the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is absolutely women should say brachos on Mitzvah Shazman Grama. And he has a couple of rayas. He says one raya is there's a Gemara in Erevin of Tzadivav that tells us that Michal Bas Shaul used to put on tefillin. So that's the raya that women say a bracha mitzvah shazman grama. What's the weakness in the raya? Never says she said a bracha. So when other Rishonim quote this, they say, and if she put on tefillin, probably she said a bracha, because how could she put on tefillin without a bracha? It's like, what do you mean? But it doesn't say that. You know, it's, they just take for granted. If she put on tefillin in the stomach, she made a bracha. Why? Why Miss Tamar she made a bracha? If she's potter, then maybe she didn't make a bracha. So that's a very difficult raya to understand. But that's one of the rayas that Tosas has. And then Tosas says, another raya is that Rav Yosef comments that if Rav Yosef was blind, and Rav Yosef comments that he used to say that anyone who would tell me that Allah Rabbi Yehuda, that anyone who would tell me that a blind person is pater from mitzvos, avidna yamatav l'rabbana, and I would make a big party for all the rabbis because I'm a blind man and I'm pater and I do them all anyway, so it shows what a great tzaddik I am, that I'm such a good guy that I volunteer all the mitzvos. But now that I've heard this concept that Gadol mitzuva v'yosa, yosir misha'ena mitzuva v'yosa, that it's better to be, the mitzvos are better when you're commanded to do them than when you're not commanded to do them. Ad rabbi, I'd make a yom tov l'rabbanan, and if anyone would tell me, if Yosef liked to make parties, I'd make a party for all the rabbis, if anyone would tell me that blind people are chayiv in mitzvos, because then it would turn out that I'm a mitzvah v'yosa, I'm doing it on a higher level. But as Hava Amina was, before he heard of this concept, which we're so familiar with, that it's better to be mitzvah v'yosa, before he ever heard of this concept, his Hava Amina was that it's better to that he's in a better position because he's volunteering a mitzvah that he's pater from than he would be if he were chayiv in the mitzvah. Now, if a person who volunteers a mitzvah is pater from the bracha and is not allowed to say the bracha, why would he ever think that he's in a better position? I mean, he thought that he's pater from all the mitzvahs, and he was doing them anyway. So if you're going to assume that when you volunteer mitzvahs, you don't say a bracha, he was doing all those mitzvahs without a bracha. And he thought that that's better than being chayiv and being able to do them with a bracha. Every day he put on tefillin without a bracha. He thought that's better than the guy standing next to him who's putting on tefillin with a bracha. He thought that when he does the mitzvah of lulav, it's better than the guy who's doing the mitzvah with a bracha. How could he have had such a hava mina? You know, the value of a birchas mitzvah, we've pointed out oftentimes, Rav Soloveitchik used to say that if you want to appreciate the value of a birchas mitzvah, look at those mitzvahs that for whatever reason we take away the bracha from, where people don't do the bracha. For example, sitting in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, where the Gemara says, halacha is, you have to sit in sukkah, but you don't say a bracha. So what does the whole Jewish world do, or a large segment of the Jewish world do? They don't sit in sukkah. Once there's no bracha, they don't take the mitzvah seriously anymore. You take Sfira somewhere. If you miss a night of Sfira, what's the halacha? keep counting, just without a bracha. So what does everybody do? Ah, I'm out of it already. And they don't bother counting anymore. Once you lose the bracha, people lose the appreciation for the mitzvah entirely. A bracha is very important. It's a very chashva thing to say a bracha. What was Rav Yosef's hava amina? That he's in a better position to be pater than to be chayiv. It must be that he was assuming that he says a bracha even if he's pater, and that he wasn't losing out on the bracha. So says Rabbeinu Tam, you see a raya that if someone is pater from a mitzvah, they do say a bracha. So what's the weakness with that raya? So Rabbeinu the Balei told us already point out the weakness with that raya, and that is that there may be a difference between a suma and an isha. A blind person maybe can say a bracha when he volunteers a mitzvah, because he's a man, and men in general are chayiv in the mitzvah, even though he personally is pater from the mitzvah. But no woman in the history of the Jewish people was ever chayiv in mitzvah shas man grama. So maybe for a woman to say the bracha, it's less okay. Meaning for a man to say, when he was born, he was chayiv in that mitzvah. When he became bar mitzvah, he was chayiv in that mitzvah. He went blind later, so he's no longer. But it was vitzivanu. He, as a man, was chayiv in the mitzvah. But a woman was never chayiv in the mitzvah at all. So for her to say vitzivanu, maybe it's problematic. So these are Tosa's two big rayas, that women are allowed to say a bracha, that they're allowed to volunteer a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama, and Tosa themselves and the other Rishonim acknowledge that the rayas aren't really all that great, but nevertheless, they still stick by their guns, like Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba, that women should still say a bracha, that women are allowed to say a bracha, they are permitted to say a bracha, mitzvah shazman grama. Now, what's the logic? Why isn't it a bracha levatala? Why isn't it problematic for a woman to say a bracha? How could she say the word vitzivanu? How could she even say that she's commanded? So if you look in the Ran in Kiddushin, the Ran in source number 10, writes, V'afal pi shenitchu rayosu shel Rabbeinu Tam zal, even though the proofs of Rabbeinu Tam were already rejected, hiskimu achronim ledaito, the mevarchos kiv, still the achronim all agree, is Ran is a Rishon writing, so achronim means later Rishonim. The Rishonim all agree that the Rabbeinu Tam is right, that they are allowed to say brachos. Why? Kivan shenot lo schar. Since they get schar for the mitzvah, memela they could say a bracha on the mitzvah. That even though it's not the same schar as someone who's mitzvah would get, but they do get schar, so they are somehow included in the mitzvah, so once they're included in the mitzvah, they could say a bracha. Aye, what about vitzivanu? So he goes on to say, kivan da anashim nitztavu v'inu nami shaychi b'mitzvah. Well, men are commanded, and women are connected to the mitzvah, not commanded, but connected, because if they do it, they get credit for it. That's why they're allowed to say vitzivanu. So says Rav Elchanan in Kiddushin Os Kuf Mem Beis, he quotes this man, that why are women allowed to say vitzivanu? Because men are commanded and they're connected. So if men are commanded and they're connected and you put the two together, so they're allowed to say a bracha. So says Rav Elchanan in source number 11, the Kovit Shurim, in the second, the end of the second line, Ve'enu muvan, eizetam yesh bezeh, shanashim nitzavu, sheichos lomar vitzivanu. Why am I allowed to say I'm commanded? Because you're commanded. But I'm still not commanded. Meaning, the Ran's kasha was, how could they say vitzivanu? They're not commanded. His answer is, because someone else is commanded. So what? How could they say vitzivanu? V'atam ha'sheni gam kein tzarechin. Din hisham kabel schar, kein mitzuv yosef, mikol makmarei lo nitztavu. And don't tell me, oh, but they get schar. Yeah, but they're not commanded. And the bracha says, asher kishon v'mitzvah vitzivanu. And there is no vitzivanu. Okay, and he gets into the Ramban's discussion of Chutzlar. So the Rav Elchanan points out, the Ran is very, very difficult to understand in terms of these explanations of why they can say Vitzivanu. So Pashas is what he means to say is that since men are chayiv in it, Vitzivanu means it's a mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael. Vitzivanu doesn't have to mean it was my mitzvah. It means it's Klal Yisrael's mitzvah. And that's what they're saying. Vitzivanu as a nation, that Klal Yisrael was given this mitzvah. Why does he have to point out that they're shayich in the mitzvah? Because if they're not shayich in the mitzvah, what are they being mevarich about? Meaning if they're not getting any schar for the mitzvah, then why does it warrant a bracha? I mean, the whole idea of a bracha is to thank Hashem, praise Hashem for the opportunity to come close to Him in this way. But if it's just some activity that doesn't actually bring you closer to God, that doesn't actually earn you any schar, so then the whole concept of a bracha doesn't even make sense. So Pashas, what the Ran is saying is that because they're shayich in the mitzvah, because they get some schar for the mitzvah, they should want to say a bracha. Elamai, there's a technicality. How are they going to say the word vitzivanu? Oh, well, the fact that men are commanded allows them to say vitzivanu because vitzivanu means klal Yisrael, and women do have kedushas Yisrael, so they are able to say a bracha. Now, for me, it would be for an eved. An eved is chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha, is chayiv in mitzvos the same way that a woman is chayiv in mitzvos, but he's not part of klal Yisrael in eved kanani. He doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. So if he doesn't have kedushas Yisrael, for him to say vitzivanu may be highly problematic. Because vitzivanu means we were commanded. When you're a card-carrying member of the Jewish people, you could say we were commanded, even if you're not personally obligated. But if you're not a member of the Jewish people, then you can't say we were commanded. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees with Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says that women are not permitted to say a bracha and mitzvah shazman grama. And there are two possibilities of what his primary objection is. Either he doesn't like saying the word vitzivanu when you're not really commanded, or he thinks it's a bracha levatala. That it's a violation of saying Hashem's name in vain if you're going to say the bracha when you're not really commanded. So how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So as you'd expect, if the Rambam holds one way and Rabbeinu Tam holds the other, Balei Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Tam holds the other way, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam, that Sfardi women should not say a bracha mitzvah shazman grama, and the Rama paskins like the other Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Tam, that we can say, that women can say a mitzvah shazman grama. However, it's interesting, even though it divides along party lines like you would expect, you find one great Sephardi posek who jumps ship and goes to the Ashkenazi side, and you find one great Ashkenazi posek who jumps ship and goes to the Sephardi side. On the Sephardi side, the Chida in Yosef Ometz, in his Tshuvas, says the very first Tshuva in Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim raises this question about Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim. Was one of the Balei Atosos. He used to go to sleep at night, and he'd go up to the Yeshiva Shalmaila, and he'd ask his questions, and he'd get answers, and then he'd wake up in the morning and write down the answers that he got. So the questions aren't as exciting as you would think. You know, you would think he'd be asking, you know, why do bad things happen to good people? You know, things like that. He asked, like, oh, why do women not say a bracha and say shazman? You know, he was asking questions in Lamdas. So the first question, your very first question, your first chance up in Shemayim. So what is he asking in Tshuva Aleph, in Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim? Sha'alti ala nashim shemavarchos ala lulav. Why is it that women say bracha on lulav? Always bothered me. Now that I have my chance up in heaven, always bothered me. Why do women say bracha on lulav? And what was the answer? So in Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, it says, yeah, you know how we have afei noy boso anes on mitzvos d'rabbanan? Well, afei, and that's enough to be mechayev women. We sort of have that on d'oraisos also, enough that they're allowed to say a bracha. And therefore women should say a bracha, mitzvah shazman grama d'oraisa. That's the first tshuva that he got min HaShemayim. So says the Chida, Had Maran Beit Yosef, had the Mechaber been able to see the Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, which he wasn't privy to, he never saw it, he definitely would have changed his psak, he never would have passed him like the Rambam. Unbelievable statement. Meaning he's working with the assumption that just because it comes Min HaShemayim, that Torah B'Shemayim he, and that it's going to necessarily change the psak, that's what the Chida. On the other side, you have the Chacham Tzvi, who is a great Ashkenazi posik, the father of Yaakov Emden, is quoted in the Yeshuas Yaakov as having strongly opposed the idea of Ashkenazi women even saying a bracha. He thought that we should all do like the Rambam and not say a bracha and say Shazman Grama. And Yeshuas Yaakov says, and if it weren't a waste of time to tell people, I would agree. Meaning, you're not going to change everybody's minute. They're going to say a bracha no matter what you tell them. But I would agree, la halacha, that he's really right. So you do have a little bit of crossover from the Sfardim to the Ashkenazim and from the Ashkenazim to the Sfardim.